Ernst Raymond on 26 August 76 at Grenoble. So the first publication I have from you is 56, but you were at Leiden well before then. Can you just tell me when you began as a student and when you first came into contact with radio astronomy?
Yeah, I guess I did my kandidat in 53, and well, that's right. So the first work I did was with Blau on motions of Delta Cephei stars, and so that was non-radio astronomical work. Mm-hmm. Sort of for the first year of, that was sort of the first year of my whatever you call it at the Leiden Observatory.
Right.
And pretty soon after that, I sort of got half and half involved in the radio astronomical work. Partly as a, well, first of all, as a student observing at Kootwijk, I suppose.
Oh, really?
And we had runs of 2 weeks or something that students would go there and do some observations and crank the telescope by hand.
Change it every minute or so.
I think the period was sort of every two and a half minutes you had to do something, which was just, if you were careful, you could read a book.
You got your internal clock down this right, man.
Right. You got pretty clever with these things. I mean, by cranking it in elevation, by hand and by foot or whatever. keeping the local oscillators tuned up and everything. It was kind of fun. But I guess that was my first contact with radio astronomy. And then, of course, I forgot now which IAU meeting it was, but I suppose...
52 was Rome and 55 was Dublin.
This must have been the Dublin meeting that Oorten and Van der Hulst presented the first map of the galaxy. And we were sort of all... I mean, everybody was rounded up and gathered in the collegiate hall at the time, just to do all the hand reductions of all the observations we had done. So then it involved just reading the chart recorders and drawing baselines and doing everything, which was, so...
This was literally the whole observatory, or...?
It was practically literally the whole observatory, that's right. I mean, not only the students, but everybody. I mean, this was a great effort to get at least presentable way of getting the map of the galactic plane out at night.
I'm interested, did you see this as being very exciting to work on, or was it sort of drudgery that
it was very exciting. Well, for one thing, it was really fun because everybody took part and everybody considered this as something very new and something very, very exciting. So mm-hmm. it really was a lot of fun doing it.
Right.
And although we were sort of all dragged into it, it wasn't all that long. I mean, this was literally something. The observations had been done, and it was a couple of days' time we had to get something out so that it could be presented at the IAU meeting.
Right.
So it was literally only a few days that we were doing all this. Well, maybe a few weeks, I forgot now what, but it wasn't all that long, and it was really quite exciting.
Now, when was the first project that you actually worked on yourself, where you more or less had some scientific control?
Well, I guess that was a little later. Part of the official publication of that survey, of course, that came a little later. But a part of that, it contained some regions around some OB associations so that was, although the observations sort of had been done without my control, I sort of got as a young student being just assigned to them and say, okay, right. Well, here they are, just
make something of it.
And I guess that was that first publication which came out along with the...
That was in 57 in BAN when it finally came out.
Yes.
Was that Blau's idea to look at these associations?
I don't remember. Probably it was. I don't quite remember whether it was his idea or not. Yeah, because it must have been observations done sort of specially, because they were both at rather high latitudes, if I remember, sort of like 15 degrees, so that was not included in the normal standard
yeah,
survey.
Right.
So they must have been done somehow specially. And I wouldn't be surprised if it had been Blau's idea, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, it looks like the next step is the galaxies, nearby galaxies. The first publication was a short thing in the Dutch Academy with van der Hulst in 56. Now, this is all with the Dwingeloo dish, is that correct?
Yes. Well, they were essentially the very first observations with the Dwingeloo dish. No, that's not absolutely true. That's not absolutely true. Because the very first observations of the Dwingeloo dish, I guess, were the ones done for Westerhout's survey of the continuum survey of the galactic plane.
Well, even before it got moving, I've been told and that Seeger and Westerhout did an occultation.
Those were the very first one. But the sort of first rather regular observations were done. That must have been around the Dublin IAU meeting, because I remember that actually I was involved in those things. I was involved in testing out the pointing of the telescope, and soon afterwards we started doing the continuum observations for Westerhout while he was still in Dublin getting himself engaged.
This is late 55.
Yes.
Okay.
And that must have been 55. Right, and then the next year we got into line observations for the first time, and so that was in the summer of 56, and I guess we had two big programs at the time, and Hugo van Woerden and I did most of the observing for that, or did all of the observing for that for several months.
Right.
I remember coming back to Leiden and those sort of looked rather run down at the time, because we had been observing each 12 hours a day and preparing. And Oort never realized that. We came back and both looking pale and whatever. And when we came back, Oort looked at us and said, "Gee, you look tired." And we sure were. But we had been observing for months, I guess.
Yeah.
And then each taking 12-hour shifts, and that's, and not only that, I mean, during the rest of the time, sort of doing and preparing for the next phase of observation.
Yeah.
And everything.
And
Hugo was involved in the galactic center observations at that time, and I was involved in the Andromeda Nebula mostly, I took a few other extragalactic systems along with it, and. Then I worked that out together with Henk van der Hulst just before I had to go into the military service.
I see.
Which was sort of a rush job.
The 57 paper.
Right. Because I went into the service in December 56. So so after we came back from Dwingeloo, we had to do that.
Let me just ask. Did Oort ever take part in any radio observations, in the actual observing?
Not that I recall.
He has done some optical observations, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But he never has.
For instance, I don't know what else he has done, but I know, for instance, that he was involved in the optical observations of the crab with Volra.
Right.
And he was actually taking part in that himself, very much.
It's interesting that